Lawmakers last week believe they found a compromise on a controversial bill to define and ban anti-Semitism in public education institutions. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports Governor Eric Holcomb says things have changed since then as he weighs whether to sign the measure into law.
The crux of the controversy was the bill's use of a definition of anti-Semitism from the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance and its accompanying examples, which were originally included in the bill. Concerns were that the examples conflate criticism of the State of Israel with anti-Semitism. The compromise lawmakers passed almost unanimously on the final day of the session used the IHRA definition, but not its examples. Governor Holcomb says he's hearing concerns about excluding the examples, which he says could make the bill counterproductive.
And I want to make sure whatever we do, we get it right, and we don't just do it to do it.
The deadline for the governor to make a decision is March 19th. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.